I think Westland's led the way in trying to bring in new modern machines. And I was involved in two machines that were brought in. They were Milwaukee's EBs, I think they were. They were numerical tape controlled. And the experiment was done on those, that a job was subcontracted. And the EBs took 1 hour compared to 10 hours on a subcontracted job. Basically, they were 10 times faster.
What's an EB? What?
An EB is a machining station where you've got a table which will rotate. And on that table, you can fix a fixture, as they called. And on that fixture, you would put a block of metal. And then you would have tools which had been preset to the required length and diameters and whatever radiuses they needed. And once they were loaded up into the machine, you press a button, and that machine did all the machining and the boring and the drilling and everything without you touching it again, apart from taking the finished component off the machine. So it was a real step forward in how things were machined. Prior to that, it was you milled a bit on a machine, then you took it off, you went to maybe a lathe and you turned it, maybe do a drilling machine and, a boring machine. And so it could have been five or six different machines that had to do a bit of work on that block of metal to make the finished part.
How did you feel about these machines taking on work? I mean, they were taking your job away, weren't they, to some extent?
It never seemed like that back in those days, actually. I mean, there was only two of them there. And, employment was good then, see. Westlands went through many, many years without any redundancy. So we, as workers down there, didn't know the meaning of redundancies. And that didn't come in until, long, long time. Maybe in the 90s, first redundancies at Westlands. The only thing I felt about them was, skilled men were employed on these Milwaukees, as I was. And for 3 months I worked on that machine, and it was deadly. I did not like that at all. In fact, I went to the foreman and said, I've got to come off of these machines or I'm going mad, because all you did was is put the job on the machine and took it off the machine. To me, there's no skill in that. And I know a lot of the lads stayed on those machines, and they used to read papers all day and that sort of stuff. I couldn't do that.